Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
We all support President Trump. We appreciate what he's doing. He's unique. He's doing things that nobody else would do that need to be done. So we want to see him succeed. My higher loyalty, though, is to my kids and grandkids, and we're mortgaging their future. That has to stop. So what we want to do is what President Trump said he wanted the Senate to do, which is make the big bill better. And so that's what I'm trying to do. So, again, I'm not trying to be obstinate here. But the fact of the matter is what the House sent over is I support most of the measures. It just doesn't go far enough.
That's Senator Ron Johnson there, obviously talking about the big, beautiful bill. And man, July 4th is getting closer and closer to us. Right now, we got Michael Whatley with us, chairman of the Republican National Committee. Mr. Whatley, good to have you on. How are you?
Great. It's good to be on with you, sir.
Absolutely. So that's your challenge there. People like Ron Johnson and others who are demanding some changes in this bill in the Senate, which then has to go back and face another vote in the House, right?
Yeah, and that's, we're watching the old Saturday morning cartoon, Schoolhouse Rock, I'm Just a Bill,
yeah.
Play out in real time right now. We had a lot of negotiations, internal to the Republican caucus and the House side to get that bill through the House. We're doing the same thing right now in the Senate. And then, of course, we're going to have to reconcile those two bills. But at the end of the day, every Republican is fundamentally committed to extending these Trump tax cuts to no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and all of the other really important provisions that we have in this bill.
So talk to me about the biggest hang-ups here. Obviously, it sounds like changes to the SALT deductions are already causing problems over in the House. People are saying if you change that, we're not going to vote for it. Where does that stand in your understanding in the Senate right now?
Well, I think that the Senate, the mark that came out of the committee, has a $10,000 placeholder for further conversations. And again, this is one of those issues that they're going to have to hammer out between, the folks in the Senate side and then the House and the Senate as they're negotiating to them. They're going to have time to get these conversations done. And ultimately, this bill is going to have to go to the president's desk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bigger picture is, speaking of the midterms coming up, if people are facing a, 20% tax increase because we don't get this done, that is going to be a major struggle for your party in the midterms, right?
Yeah, Mark, you just hit the nail on the head. If the Republicans in the House and the Senate do not get this bill to President Trump's desk, it will be the largest tax hike in American history. And right now, we feel very comfortable that every Republican in both the House and the Senate wants to see those tax cuts extended, wants to see no tax on tips, wants to see no tax on overtime. And we're going to have conversations around the edges in terms of what the spending is going to look like. People kind of forget that this bill has $1.7 trillion in spending cuts. It's the largest spending cut bill that Congress has taken up in decades. And it also has provisions in there, for our border, for ICE, for finishing the wall, for our national security, for Iron Dome, and making sure that we get our soldiers a pay raise, for energy security to bring down energy prices across the country. There's a lot in this bill that we need to get done for the people that voted for President Trump and voted for this agenda. This bill is the embodiment of that agenda.
Yeah, Michael Whatley, our guest, chairman of the Republican National Committee. I had Congressman Bob Onder on last week talking about the significant difference between what you can do in a reconciliation bill versus what they're trying to do in this rescission bill that they just passed. And I think people need to understand that. There were limits as to what could be done in the reconciliation bill, correct?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That is absolutely true. You know, you cannot tackle, the types of spending that we need to do in the rescission bill. And I don't think that this is necessarily going to be the only rescission bill that we're going to have. You know, I think fundamentally what we need everybody to take into account is President Trump ran on an agenda. Rebuild our economy, restore our southern border, make sure that we're bringing down gasoline prices, grocery prices, housing prices, and keep America safe. That's what this bill does. It's not the only bill that's going to move. The midterms that you mentioned are going to be extraordinarily important because, you know, candidly, we're going to have 2 years for the president to work with a Republican Congress and Senate, or 4 years to work with the Republican House and Senate. We need to make sure it's going to be 4 years.
Mr. Watley, do you worry? I know Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman, Tucker Carlson, the conservative commentator, a lot of these people are claiming that this potential war with Iran could sideline, derail everything Donald Trump wants to accomplish. What are your concerns on that?
Well, my concern is that we cannot allow Iran to become a nuclear power. We cannot allow them to have nuclear missiles that are capable of hitting Israel, Europe, or the United States. The president has been very clear on that throughout the entire campaign. He said it, 14 different times that we are not going to allow Iran to get nuclear capabilities. And with them on the verge, that is why, Israel made the attacks that they did and why we're having the conversations that are taking place right now. You know, the president also was very clear. We would love to get Iran to the table and have them negotiate a way out of this. But they are steadfastly refusing to come to that table. And that is really the main concern that I and the president have.
Yeah. Is there a call to action here, Mr. Watley, for people listening to this? I mean, if they believe, as you do, that this big, beautiful bill is something that absolutely positively has to pass, is it worth a call to their congressman or senator?
Yes, it absolutely is. And I think that, we have two good senators from Missouri, and we need both of them to vote for this bill. The House, every single Republican voted for this bill except for two. And then in the other important point is that every single Democrat in the House voted against this bill. Every single Democrat voted for the largest tax hike in American history and voted against a strong, secure southern border and energy dominance. So, when we go into election cycle, that's going to be something that we're going to paint pretty broad targets on.
Yeah. Michael Watley, chairman of the RNC, thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you, Mark. Take care.
You bet. Thank you for giving us a few minutes this morning. Yeah, obviously he's watching this debate going on between conservatives over what's going on in Israel as kind of the backdrop to now this debate over the big beautiful bill. I don't know how that works out. We'll see. All right, you know what they're doing in D.C. right now? They are talking about they're talking about Joe Biden and what role how he was doing near the end of his presidency. And Chad Pergram's covering that story. We're going to check in with him right after the break.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.